In Matthew 7, 1-2, Jesus tells us, "Judge not, that ye be not judged. For with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged, and with what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you again." You may have heard that we should not judge because it is a prerogative of God alone. This has caused much confusion among Christians. Is it right for Christians to judge? What does the Bible really mean when it warns us against judgment? Is it a sin to judge? Let's explore these questions deeply in this video. To help us reach more people with the Word of God, don't forget to like this video, leave your comment, and if you haven't subscribed yet, take the opportunity to do so now. Also, activate the notification bell so you don't miss our upcoming videos. Recently, a video went viral on social media showing a worship leader mistreating and humiliating his wife. Even though he divorced her, he continued to minister in various churches, which generated a lot of criticism. Many argued that we should not judge him, but only pray for him and let God handle the matter. Let's analyze Matthew 7:1-6 to better understand this topic. We begin with, "Judge not, that ye be not judged." This verse is often taken out of context and used to condemn those who criticize or condemn others. But what did Jesus really mean? The word "judge" here comes from the Greek krino, which means to separate, decide, determine, or come to a conclusion. Jesus is not saying we should never judge, but that we should not be hypocritical or use unjust standards. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus addresses various themes related to spiritual life and how we treat others. A critical spirit is contrary to true religion. Jesus reminds us that we must have righteousness greater than that of the scribes and Pharisees, who were known for being extremely critical. So, what is forbidden? Firstly, we should not judge the motives of others, for only God can know them. In 1 Corinthians 4:5 we read, "Therefore judge nothing before the time, until the Lord come, who both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness, and will make manifest the counsels of the hearts. And then shall every man have praise of God." Judging others often reveals arrogance, as we place ourselves above them. As Christians, we should discern but not judge according to our own opinions. Jesus also warns us against judging by appearances. In John 7:24, he says, "Judge not according to the appearance, but judge righteous judgment." Appearances can be deceiving, and we need to be fair and impartial. Moreover, Jesus reminds us that we will be judged with the same rigor we use to judge others. Matthew 7:2, "For with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged, and with what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you again." This encourages us to be generous and merciful. In Matthew 7:3-5, Jesus uses the metaphor of the speck and the plank to illustrate the hypocrisy of criticizing small faults in others while ignoring our own greater faults. He says, "And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but considerest not the beam that is in thine own eye?" Jesus calls us to correct our own faults before criticizing others. This does not mean we should never help our brothers correct their mistakes, but that we should first examine and correct ourselves. We must also discern who is truly willing to hear the truth. Matthew 7:6 advises us, "Give not that which is holy unto the dogs, neither cast ye your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet, and turn again and rend you." It is important to have discernment and wisdom when sharing spiritual truths, so that our efforts are not in vain. As Christians, we must judge with righteous judgment and not according to appearances. This means acting with love, patience, and mercy, always seeking restoration and not condemnation. We must also remember that the church has the responsibility to judge the serious sins of its members, according to Matthew 18:15-17, and take the necessary actions for restoration. The Bible also teaches us that when judging, we should do so with a spirit of gentleness and humility. Galatians 6:1 instructs us, "Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted." To judge correctly, we need to be aware of our own weaknesses and faults, avoiding hypocrisy. We should always seek the guidance of the Holy Spirit and the wisdom of God's Word. Jesus teaches us to use the same measure to judge as we would like to be used with us. This leads us to treat others with compassion and justice, remembering that we are all sinners in need of God's grace. Let's examine some biblical examples that illustrate the importance of judging with justice and mercy. A classic example is the parable of the unforgiving servant in Matthew 18:21-35. In this parable, Jesus tells the story of a servant who, having been forgiven a huge debt by his master, refuses to forgive a small debt of a fellow servant. This illustrates the hypocrisy of demanding from others what we are not willing to do. Another example is the case of David and Nathan in 2 Samuel 12. The prophet Nathan confronts King David about his sin with Bathsheba and Uriah. Nathan uses a parable to make David recognize his own sin. When David reacts with indignation against the man in the parable, Nathan reveals that David is that man. This shows how we can be blind to our own sins while judging others harshly. In the early church, we see the importance of proper judgment and discipline within the community of faith. In 1 Corinthians 5, Paul exhorts the Corinthian church to deal with a case of immorality among its members. He emphasizes the need to maintain purity in the church, but also does so with the aim of restoring the sinner. Moreover, we must remember that final judgment belongs to God. Romans 14:10-12 reminds us that we will all stand before the judgment seat of Christ and give an account of our lives to Him. This should humble us and remind us of our own need for grace. In James 4:11-12 we read, "Speak not evil one of another, brethren. He that speaketh evil of his brother and judgeth his brother, speaketh evil of the law and judgeth the law. But if thou judge the law, thou art not a doer of the law, but a judge. There is one lawgiver who is able to save and to destroy. Who art thou that judgest another?" James warns us against a superior attitude and destructive criticism. He reminds us that there is only one just judge, who is God. Dear brothers and sisters, we are called to live in love and unity. Ephesians 4:2-3 encourages us, "With all lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace." It is important to remember that when correcting a brother or sister, we should do so with the goal of restoration and edification, not destruction. We should speak the truth in love, as Paul instructs us in Ephesians 4:15. To further enrich our understanding of judgment, we can analyze other biblical examples and teachings that address this theme. In Luke 18:9-14, Jesus tells the parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector. In this parable, the Pharisee boasts of his own righteousness and despises the tax collector, while the tax collector humbly asks for God's mercy. Jesus teaches that whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and whoever humbles himself will be exalted. This is a powerful reminder that arrogant judgment and self-righteousness are condemned by God. Another relevant example is found in John 8:1-11, where Jesus confronts the scribes and Pharisees who brought a woman caught in adultery. They wanted to stone her according to the law of Moses. Jesus responds, "He that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her." The accusers, convicted of their own sins, leave one by one. Jesus then forgives the woman and exhorts her to sin no more. This incident teaches us about the importance of mercy and self-examination before judging others. Church discipline is another important aspect of Christian judgment. In 1 Corinthians 5:12-13, Paul states, "For what have I to do to judge them also that are without? Do not ye judge them that are within, but them that are without God judgeth. Therefore put away from among yourselves that wicked person." Here, Paul highlights the church's responsibility to judge and discipline its own members, while God deals with those outside. However, this discipline must always aim at restoration. In 2 Corinthians 2:6-8, Paul speaks about the reintegration of a member who had been disciplined. Sufficient to such a man is this punishment, which was inflicted of many. So that contrariwise, ye ought rather to forgive him and comfort him, lest perhaps such a one should be swallowed up with overmuch sorrow. Wherefore I beseech you that ye would confirm your love toward him. Church discipline and judgment should be done in a spirit of love and redemption, not condemnation. Let's also consider the example of Jesus and the Samaritan woman in John 4. Jesus meets a Samaritan woman at the well and, during the conversation, reveals his knowledge of her personal life and multiple relationships. Instead of judging or condemning her, Jesus offers her the living water that quenches spiritual thirst. This encounter shows how discernment and knowledge of a situation can be used to bring healing and transformation, not condemnation. Another important aspect is Jesus' teaching on fraternal correction in Matthew 18:15-17. Moreover, if thy brother shall trespass against thee, go and tell him his fault between thee and him alone. If he shall hear thee, thou hast gained thy brother. But if he will not hear thee, then take with thee one or two more, that in the mouth of two or three witnesses every word may be established. And if he shall neglect to hear them, tell it unto the church. But if he neglect to hear the church, let him be unto thee as an heathen man and a publican. This process demonstrates an orderly and merciful approach to dealing with sin within the Christian community, always with the goal of restoration and reconciliation. We must also remember Paul's words in Romans 2:1-3. Therefore thou art inexcusable, O man, whosoever thou art that judgest. For wherein thou judgest another, thou condemnest thyself. For thou that judgest doest the same things. But we are sure that the judgment of God is according to truth against them which commit such things. And thinkest thou this, O man, that judgest them which do such things, and doest the same, that thou shalt escape the judgment of God? Here Paul warns against hypocrisy and reminds us that God's judgment is just and true. Another example of just and merciful judgment is found in Luke 15:11-32, in the parable of the prodigal son. When the younger son returns home after wasting his inheritance, the father receives him with compassion and celebrates his return. The elder brother, however, harshly judges his brother's behavior and the father's response. The father then explains that it is necessary to celebrate the return of the lost son. This parable illustrates the importance of forgiveness, mercy, and celebration of restoration, rather than harsh and condemning judgment. Furthermore, Jesus teaches us the importance of loving our neighbor in Matthew 22:37-40. Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like unto it, Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Loving our neighbor includes treating others with justice, compassion, and mercy, reflecting God's character. In James 2:13 we read, For he shall have judgment without mercy, that hath showed no mercy, and mercy rejoiceth against judgment. This verse reminds us that mercy is a crucial aspect of Christian judgment. We must be quick to forgive and slow to condemn, emulating God's mercy in our own lives. In conclusion, it is essential to understand that Christian judgment should always reflect the character of God, who is just, loving, and merciful. We must judge with discernment, avoiding hypocrisy and arrogance, and always with the aim of restoring and edifying our brothers and sisters in Christ. I hope this Bible study has been a blessing to you. May God abundantly bless your spiritual life. See you in the next video. Let us pray together. Dear God, as I read your word, I recognize my failures in judging others. I ask for forgiveness for any harm I have caused, and ask that you help me act with love and mercy, always seeking restoration. In Jesus' name, amen.